Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Yedid Napshi, Rabbi Yisachar Mordechai, and Rachel. We should have a Ziva Kogan ben Mehera, Bracha Matzlacha, Harab Yosef Eliyahu, and Rivka Chava, Rabbi Yom Yosef ben Chana, Rabbi Shai ben Leah, Rabbi Yerben Eliezer, Rabbi Nechtu ben Lipsha, Chaya Chava Fega Bas ben Hadis Basia, Rabbi Baruch Hertz ben Sarah Tzipora, Esti Labasara Tzipora, Matha Mitzvah Chetzak ben Esther Rivka, Dina Bracha Vasta Esther Hadassah. Should all have Brios Hashlema Bracha Vatzlacha Vachoma Seyedeyem. And we're going to be learning Pasuk, Parshas Shoiftim, Perik Yod Zayin, Pasuk Vav, Al Pishnai Medim Shal Shedim Yumas Hames, Lo Yumas Al Pi Eid Echod. When someone is killed, it has to be based on two witnesses or three witnesses, based on two. Based on the testimony of two or three witnesses, the dead person should be killed. He should not be killed based on the testimony of one person. Ayin Mishnah Makas. Again, we've been learning through the Torah and the parish of Moreno Rabbeinu. Agoin HaGodel HaMufla VaMufla Gablo V'Datzal. And we will continue with Arkeinu HaToiva. The Mishnah Makas on Dav Hei Amud Beis, which is cited in Rashi over here. If the Eidus is fulfilled with two people, so why then does the Pasuk have to tell us three people? So it's to make a hekesh between three people and two people. So it's one testimony. And therefore, in order for it to be, even if it's three, it's all one testimony, and therefore, in order for them to be Eidim Zomimin, they need to be all of them Eidim Zomimin. If it's two, two. If it's three, three. So there's a hekesh between two and three. Or another possibility in the Gemara is that Nimtza Echad Meam Karav Apostle. That if one of them is Karav Apostle, there's a bitul edus, even if they're three people, that three people could do Hazam on two people could do Hazam on three people. Rabbi Akiva says that the third witness mentioned in this pasuk doesn't come for the judges to be lenient, rather to be strict, because the testimony of the two witnesses is enough. So what do you mean the third? The answer is to punish nitfa la'ose avera k'ovra avera. So he's accompanying the ovra avera, so memela he has a din of the ovra avera, the third witness as well. So these are all good, these doroshes are good in the pasuk over here. What about what it says later on, 19:15? So one aid should not stand up to a man for every sin, any sin that he sins. It must be two people or three people that the matter will be established. So why does it say three people when the Eidus is already Miskayim Bishnayim? Why does it say it over there? Over here you have all these drushes. What does it say it over there for? Ayin Sham B'divrei Ha-Pnei Yehoshua V'ha-Aruch L'Ner in Maseches Makis and in the Otzem Mefarshia Talmud. Who say that the... So you have the Girs of the Gra in the Mishnah Makas is not from our Pasuk over here, from the Pasuk in Perek Yates, and see in the Aruch L'Ner and the Pnei Yehoshua, but the Girs in our Mishnah is from our Pasuk over here. So the kasha is, then what's that pasuk over there coming to teach us? B Bnei Yoshua asked another kasha, that since the drushes of the Mishnah are on the Indian of Hazama, that two are mazin three, three are mazin two, or that Eina Edim Nasim Zom Machi Yazum Kulam. Then the question is, why then does it say it over here? The Parshas Hazama is written later on in Perek Yates. So it should have brought that pasuk. So again, in the Girsa of the Gra, we do have that pasuk, but not in our Girsa. The question is, what according to our Girsa, why does it say the pasuk in Darshan about Hazama when the Parsha later on is talking about Hazama Mitzat Sheni? Ayin B'Sivsei Chachamim, the Perek Yates that asks them, what Rashi there writes, Al Pishnaim Edim, that in that word, Mamayit and Gittin 71a, it says P, that we require me PM below me peak seven, Rosam and Maid and Makis, Vavam and Bays, Shaloi Tehi Sanhedrin Shemas, me PM a Turgaman, they should listen from a translator, the Sanhedrin, so ask the Sivsei Chachamim, why is it only Mismayet from what it says in Perak Yates, Al Pishnai Maidim, and not what it says here in the earlier Pasik, Al Pishnai Maidim. We can also learn from here, me PM below me peak seven, Shaloi Tehi Sanhedrin Shemas, me PM a Turgaman. Ayin Sham, Divrei Sivsei Chachamim. We also have to understand, why here did it say Al Pishnayim Edim, and later in Pasuk Tes, it says Al Pishnei Edim. Here Shnayim, there Shnei. Here Al Pishnayim Edim or Shloisha Edim, and there Al Pishnei Edim or Al Pishloisha Edim. Here it says a lashon of Al Pishnayim Edim O Shlosha Edim, without the P in the Shlosha. And there it has a P with the Shlosha. So why here does the Shlosha not get a P? And there the Shlosha does get a P. A P means from the mouth. So we have our work cut out for us. As always, we presented the Kashas, and now we'll continue. Again, the Mahalach based in the Torah of Moireinu V'Rabeinu V'Moreinenu HaGoyim L'Dovid Zitzel. So would appear as follows, that and what it says here, lo yumas al pi eid echod, lechoira ze miyutar, shere kvar katuv al pi shnayim eidim ushloisha eidim yumas hames. So once it says two or three witnesses, though he's going to die, so it doesn't have to say one witness. Lo yumas al pi eid echod, it's pashad lo yumas al pi eid echod, if he's only dying al pi two or three. Ayein b'ze b'sugi b'makis, the sugi in makis, and the Vavam and Beis Darshans, that we require Tseiruf B'Re'iyah B'Dinei Nefashis. Says the Gemara, Ela Mai Echod, Echod, Echod. So what does it mean, one witness? It means that the accused is not executed based on the testimony of people who witnessed an incident with one witness here and one witness elsewhere. Tanya Nami Hachi, this is also taught in a Braisa, he should not lo yumas al piyed echod, lo havi shnaim shoroyin oisoi echod mechaloin ze, ve echod mechaloin ze, ve ein royim ze ze, she ein mitstarfin. He should not die in the mouth of one witness, to include the halacha that in the case of two witnesses who observe an individual violating a capital transgression, one from this window, one from that window, and they don't see each other, they're not joined to constitute a set of witnesses. Moreover, even if they witness the same transgression from the same perspective, watching the incident not at the same time, but one after the other in one window, they do not join to constitute a set of witnesses. Wow. V'nira biuro. Sh'ne'amar kan, de'lo sagi b'ma shem eduyot shel shnei edim. Ela bayi edut, shel chefza hamurkav mishnei edim. Ugesh'ein seruf b're'iya v'loi chayil b'hu shem shel guf hamurkav Mishnei Edim, Lo Yumat Al Piem. Ve'im Ken, Ikara Katuv Kan, Lo Medaber Al Ne'amanut, Deleka Be'echad, Ela B'Shnayim O Shlosha, Ela Mayri Al Me'yehechon Yochu Lotzi Schiyuv Al Arotzeach. שבזה נאמר כאן בפסוק, שאינו אלא ממציאוס של שניים או שלוי שעדים ולא ממציאוס אחרת. וכלישנה דקרא, ולא עוזיל על העדים אם נאמנים מהם או לאו. אלא עוזיל על המת, איך יומת, שבזה נאמר שרק על פי שניים עדים יומת, ולא על פי עד אחד. זאת אומרת, in Spanish, we say as follows, that what was taught over here is, that it's not enough that we have the testimony of two witnesses, but rather, we require the testimony of a set that is comprised of two witnesses. It's not enough the testimony of two witnesses, we need a cheftza that is murkav mishnei eidim. We need a set that is comprised of two witnesses. And when there's no tseiruf, when there's no kombina, when there's no combination with the ri'ia, and they don't have a shame of a body that is comprised of two witnesses, the mace is not going to die based on their testimony. And if so, the ikar pasuk over here is not talking about ne'emonus she'eino be'echad ela b'shnayim o shlosha. It's not talking about believability that's only with two or three and not with one. That is not what the pasuk is talking about, but rather what this pasuk is talking about is where a chiyuv misa can come out on the reitzeach. That in this it says, in the Pasuk, that it's only from a mitzius of two or three witnesses and not from a different mitzius, like the Lashon of the Pasuk. That it's not going on the Edim, if they're Naaman or not, but rather it's going on the mace. How is the mace going to be killed? And that is, Al Pishnayim Edim Yumas. It's referring to the mace. The mace is killed by a set of two Edim. From where can the chiyuv come out in the rotzeach? From two eidim. It's referring to the mace. So that is all in the pasuk over here. But in pasuk yotes, where it says, lo yakum eid echod bi'ish, l'chol odlon l'chol chatos, she'ikarohu klapei ne'emanuto al hanosei, של האבון והחטאת כשידין עלה מעדות עד אחד. וכלפי זה נאמר שלא יקום הגברה שהוא עד אחד להעיד על אבון וחטאת, ועל ידי זה תהיה הקמה בדברים לידע שיש כאן אבון וחטאת. שעל זה נאמר בפסוק שאין לו נאמנות לכל אבון ולכל חטאת בכל חטא אשר יחטא, ורק לשבועה הוא קם. ועל זה בהמשך, על פי שניים עדים או שלושה עדים יקום דבר. דהיינו שנאמנות להקים דבר יש רק לשני עדים או שלושה עדים. וכתיב יקום דבר, מכות דף ה', במקיימי דבר הכתוב מדבר. היינו שנאמנות של שני עדים היא רק לעדים ולא לבעל דין. וכן כתיב יקום דבר, ומעטינן דבר ולא חצי דבר, ובכמה היינו מבית ועוד, דהיינו גם כן לגבי הנאמנות שיש להם רק על דבר ולא על חצי דבר. ומשום כך כתוב שם שני עדים, וכאן שניים עדים. שניים הוא מספר כלפי גוף המרכיב את המציאות שעל פי איומת המת, שנאמר בקרא שיהיה מורכב משניים. אבל הטם דמיירי על הגברה, שאחד אין לו נאמנות, ושניים יש להם נאמנות, כתיב על פי שני עדים שהוא כלפי הנושא, שמקבלים אותו רק באותו בא, לא מעד אחד, אלא משני עדים, ולכן כתיב הטם שני ואחר שניים. That means in French is that when it says Lo Yakum Eid Echot Beish, a one witness cannot stand up to a man, L'kol Avon L'kol Chatas, for any sin. So there we're dealing with his ne'emanus, the ne'emanus of one aid on this topic of sin. When you know about this sin from one aid, that is not sufficient. So on that the pasuk says, Lo yakum eid echod be'ish l'chol avon u'l'chol chatas, that one witness is not enough to make a hakama, to establish anything, to know that there is a hakam, that there is an avon or a chatas, that there was some sin that was committed here. And on that the pasuk says that he has no ne'amanus for an avon or for a chatas in any sin that the person that a person sin, only the shvua like Chazal darshan, that he doesn't call it an avon chatas, not to be punished, but he can be mechayev a shvua. And in that comes the hemshech hapi shneidim or shloish edim yakum davar, when there's ne'amanus, there's believability to be making davar, to establish this matter, only if there are two edim or three edim. And it says yakum davar, that the ne'amanus of these two edim is only for edim and not for the baal edin. Only they're able to be making this davar. In other words, who has the ne'amanus on this matter? Shnei edim, and they have to be edim and not baal edin. V'chein yakum davar, davar v'loi chatzi davar. In other words, they have ne'amanus. We're talking about their believability on this matter, but not on half. It has to be on the whole thing. That their testimony has to be on the whole thing, not on half, like we darshan in the Gemara. Not on half of the inyan. And because of this, it says, shnei edim, and not shloi. It's in the Gemara, Baba Kama, in the base, it talks about it in other places. And it says, al pi shnei edim, and not shnayim edim. What's shnayim? Shnayim is a unit. Two is a unit. So we're talking about how are we mechayev this person misa when we have a unit that's comprised of two people. And alpi, these two people, yumas hames. So there it's referring to the unit of two people. Based on these two people, yumas hames. Again, we said, like we said before, it's talking about the mace. It's referring to the mace. And alpi shnayim edim or shlosh edim, yumas hames. How does the mace die? The mace dies based on this unit of two or three people. So the shnayim is a unit. What is shnei? Shnei is their believability about the about this matter. There we're talking, we're saying that one doesn't have ne'amanus, and two do have ne'amanus. Therefore it says, al pi shnei edim shu klapei hanosei, vis-a-vis this matter. When it comes to this matter, we only accept the edus of two and not one. It's not talking about the fact that they're a unit. That's what it's talking about over here. Over there, it's talking about the fact that when do they have believability? They have believability when it's two as opposed to one. Here, the emphasis in our parasha is on the unit of two. They combine as two. They're a cheftz of two. They're a set of two. There, it's saying, as opposed to one. One, they can't be believed on this matter. And two, can be believed on this matter. There it's saying, how does a chiyuv misa come out on this person when there's a unit of two people? Talking about yumas hames, this person is killed based on the testimony of two people, of a unit of two people. And here we're saying that one person is not believed, one person doesn't have believability for a chiyuv, only for a shavua. But al pishnayim edim, the two people do have believability as far as the chiyuv goes. Again, the emphasis not being on the unit of two, but on the number of two, that they're believed, klape this noisei. And there the emphasis is that you have a unit that yumas hames, that this person, a chi of misa, comes out in this person based on the unit of two. So now it would appear as follows, Vaita. The Ramban writes, here, avo pshuto shel mikra bo lo imam, שיומס המס על פי שניים עדים כשאין שם יויסה, או על פי שלושים ימצאים שם שלושה יוימר הכוסף כאשר הוא גד לחוב ושמעת, תדרוש הדובר היטב על פי כל העדים הנמצאים שם. והנה אם נשמע שעובר בפני שלושה, נשלח בעבורם ויבואו לבייסדים ויגידו כולם, והוא עדין למאה, כי בשמענו דברי כולם יסבור האמס, ואם לא היו שם יויסה או שהוכו להם, והם נמצאים שם בשניים די. If two people saw it, then the two people are going to testify. And if more people saw it, then send after them and then they'll testify. Because b'shamenu divrei kulam, and if there are 100 people who saw it, then they should also testify. Because b'shamenu divrei kulam, when we hear everybody yisbar emes, the emes will be clarified. As nera berur, shekol zeh hu klapei midat ha-ne'emanut be-berur ha-emet. Klapei their measure of believability in clarifying the truth. That if there are three, we have to mevar the emes based on three. Like the Ramban says, Lahedja Kadeshi is Bar Amis. We want the Emes to be Mizbarir. So if there are two, it'll be Mizbar Alpi 2. And if there are three, it'll be Mizbar Alpi 3. However, based on what we explained, that there's a din, an Exeris Hakosuf, Beguf HaMachayiv, that this body, that's Machayiv, should be a body of two people, a set of two people. What does it matter if it's a set of three people? What does three help us? Me'achar shebeguf ha-murkav mishnayim, yesh kvar et kol ha-koach l'chayev. If the guf is murkav from two, that already has enough koach to be Machayiv. And Memele, even though the Ramban writes it in the Pasuk over here, but based on what we said, the Ramban's words are really shaykh over there on Perek Yates. In the Perek Yates, we're trying to figure out the Ne'amanus. We're saying there's no Ne'amanus on one, there's Ne'amanus on two, there's Ne'amanus on three. Oh, you're looking at the Ne'amanus on this matter. So Adirabba, the more the better. If two people saw it, great. If three people saw it, great. So the words of the Ramban that we read out is more shaykh to Perek Yates than it is over here. Here we're talking about the goof. The goof has to be a goof of two. What does it help that there's a goof of three? Well, here the inyan is not bearer emes. Here the inyan has that they have to be a set, like the drushes in the Gemara. And there the inyan is ne'amanus klapei ha'inyan and perketes. So the Ramban's words over here about being mevar the emes, that if the two be mevar with two, three mevar with three, that's shayach more to perketes than it is here. וכשנדקדק נמצא בדבר, נראה שכל הדרשות שבמשנה שם בהקש של שלושה לשניים הם כלפי העניין של הגוף המחייב. All the drashes in the Mishnah, in the hekesh of 3 to 2, is vis-a-vis the inyan of the guf that's mechayev, that we require in the testimony of the witnesses. That it says that if one of them is karov apostle, but leidus kulam, we see in the sugin makas davov, דבוית צירוף ביניהם עם בריאה, עם בהגדה, ומשום דאין חיסרון בדין הנאמנוס של הקשרים, אלא בכוח הקט שיש בו פגם על ידי קרוב או פסול, שבתוכה, במשך שייך להקרא, שנאמר בו דין של צירוף לקט, שעל זה נאמר פסול בקט על ידי קרוב או פסול. So when we talk about the צירוף, when we talk about the פסול, a butl, if one of them is a karov or a pasul, all of their edus is butl, so they have to have some sort of tseruf. They have to have a tseruf beri'iyah, they have to have a tseruf ba'agadah, v'in kanamachum laharich, because there's no chisaron in the din of the ne'amanus of the ksherim. When somebody in there is pasul. What's the problem if somebody in there is pasul? It's a problem with the group. There's a pagam in the group. And therefore, it's shaykh to our pasuk. That we're talking about the group. The group has to be a kosher group. If one of them is karov a pasul, then the whole thing, then the whole group is off. Because again, we're talking about a body, a set. If something in the set is pugum, then the whole set is pugum. Also, it says that we punish a nitba lo sever ko sever. We punish the third guy like the first two guys. What's the problem? The third guy didn't cause anything. He would have been punished just with the two guys. So what's the pshat? The pshat is he's part of their set, and therefore he's considered part of the person who's guarding the punishment. And same thing that you need hazama on everybody. Edim zomer an chayv ad sheyazumu kulam. Because they're a set, and therefore there has to be hazama on all of them. They have to all get busted. Because there's a tzeruf in the Eidus. Also, shnayim izim es ha-shloisha. Two people can do a zaman, three, even though we saw in the Ramban that by three there's more emes than by two. The more people, the more there's beira emes. And like we see in the Sugis HaGemara, then we have Eidus of Psule Eidus, we go off for a Rov Deus. But that's all Klapei Ne'amanos that comes because of the Gavra. There, two is three is better than two. But B'koyach Eidus Shel Chiyuv, where we're talking about the goof, that the set, the body of witnesses, are Mechayiv, there's no difference between two and three. There's no mal use in the Tosefis of Eidim, and Memela, two can be Mazim three. Three can be Mazim two, it doesn't matter. So all of these Droshes, our Gevaldik, are talking about the set of Eidim. Okay, we are not finished. There's still more to say. But in the meantime, we have a mahalach that we started in the sugya. We've seen some great light. And Amir Tashem, in the next segment of the shir, we're going to Amir Tashem finish it off and see more niflaos mitaras Hashem. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friends.